tepid.
He's a good football player. And that's what you would expect from your coach to say about it. He's a good football player. They'll probably franchise him, see what happens. You know, this has been exhausted, this conversation, you know, whether or not, you know, what you do with him.
And franchise him then.
Yeah, franchise. Just do it. Well, I guess you keep on trying to negotiate instead of, you don't have to franchise him right away.
I don't think they want to negotiate.
So,
I don't think that's even an option. I think they're just going to franchise him. I don't think they trust him. I really don't.
That was a little bit earlier in the show. Raheel joins us now. And you heard Bill O'Brien yesterday. Your thoughts?
Here we go. Initially, it's like, all right, that's, he has positive things to say about Clowney. And whether it be, you know, somebody's planting stories about Clowney's work ethic or he's not the worker bee and all that stuff, it's good to hear the coach say that. And then he goes, look, that's business. That's Brian Gain. Okay? Mm-hmm. He'll talk about it tomorrow. And then he talks about Matthew, and he goes, oh, we'd love to have him back, by the way. Great guy, great locker room guy. We want him back.
Yeah.
Isn't that business that's
all
also?
You needed to, yeah, that's all you needed to see.
Yeah.
He tells you what he thinks.
It's like, Dell, do you have that exact quote? Because it's, he's like, look, great locker room guy. We love his energy. We want him back. Okay.
Okay, Raheel. You
just
kind of
played your business cards there.
Now you play your energy level of Bill O'Brien. I'm going to ask you a question, and you do Bill O'Brien. Ready? Okay, here's the first one. Bill, can you talk about what kind of worker Jadeveon Clowney is? There's been some reports.
Yeah, Brian, you know, he's a worker. He's there. He's there. Yeah, you know, his name's Clown. Last name Clowney. We call him JD. Yeah.
I have a question. Can you talk about Tyrann Mathieu? I know he's a
God.
A free
I love
agent.
That guy. Hold on. I'm sorry to cut you off there.
How does he work?
He comes in every single day and he's ready to go. He puts in the hours. The guys love him. You could say he's the heart and soul of this team. I want him back.
And Clowney?
Yeah. Brian. Yeah.
I mean, the 90, that 90 number looks good on him when he's playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not glowing. It's almost, and listen, it's almost identical to Spurrier. You know, he wasn't the heart. We loved JD Clowney.
Yeah, JD's a good player. I mean, he's going to take a couple of, he needs rest. He needs a nap. I need a nap sometimes, but. JD is gonna get you a nap. He's gonna get you a sack, a nap. Yeah, rest sometimes. And sometimes he'll drink a cool lemonade, and sometimes he'll get in there and get you a tackle for loss. Yeah. Sometimes now he's not gonna do that in practice, but I've always thought practice is overrated anyway. You know, I'd go out and I just start hitting. I don't even need to warm up a lot at the golf club. I just get out there and start playing. I don't need a range balls, and Clowney don't need range balls. He ain't a driving range player. You know, he's a hole four dog leg left just faded in there guy.
Here's the actual soundbite.
Tyrann signed a 1-year deal obviously last year and you know, like you said, is a guy that's a potential free agent. He's a guy that really meant a lot to our locker room. I mean, I've said it time and time again. This guy came in and was there from the off-season program, and then at the end of the training camp was voted a team captain. I mean, I think that says a lot about the impact he had, just not just as a player. He's a good football player. He's a smart football player. He's a versatile player, but also what he meant leadership-wise in the locker room. So again, I'll let Brian kind of address the contractual things tomorrow when he talks, but there's no doubt that we would love to have Tyrann back.
KJ has possibly the tweet of the day right now. He says, in the history of men saying someone is a good person, usually referencing a woman, it usually means I don't like her like that.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a great person. Sweetheart. Sweetheart.
If you got to go to good person,
yeah,
as opposed to any football accolades...
Man, he's a good player and a good person. But, you know, moreover, he's a great person. I don't need a good person. I need a football player.
I don't know. I think a lot of guys.
Dale, what do you think about her? What do you
good
think
person.
About her? Yeah.
I mean, she's nice to talk to.
She's got a great person. Yeah. Well, that's a great personality.
She's gonna make somebody really happy one day. Mm. Not me though.
Yeah. It ain't
just trade him. Come on, you know you don't want
you
him.
Think.
Just trade him. Get something back for him now.
Clowney's that ugly girl that Bill O'Brien just doesn't want to marry.
He's going to make,
we ain't clicking.
Yeah, she's going to make some other team really happy one day.
Some guy who's looking for that homey girl.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think Bill O'Brien's that into him?
No.
No. Did it sound like he was into him?
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
He likes the talent. He's got to like the talent.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like the talent?
No, but then he goes, well, how much we got to spend on that? You know, I got to buy her Chanel. She ain't a Chanel girl.
No.
She's a Target girl.
Ooh.
Jadeveon Clowney's not a Target. He's not a Target.
No.
No, but relatively speaking.
Yeah, but I ain't buying him Chanel. Okay? And that's what he wants.
Well, somebody's going to give him that.
Yeah, somebody's going to give him Chanel. I mean, just like they give Mario Williams Chanel.
Look, they're going to treat Jadeveon like a side chick this upcoming year. Franchise tag him. Not really commit. Keep them on a string, see what she provides. But in the end, we all know how this is going to end. The side chick eventually, after getting the taste of that main chick money, is going to want main chick money long term.
Right.
You're going to be like, nah, you ain't worth it.
I'm not leaving.
Well, he better start putting out.
I'm not leaving JJ for you.
No, the problem isn't putting out. It's just consistently putting out.
Putting out every day. Okay.
Reaching a level
just
where
because once a week he puts out doesn't mean. Okay.
And you
gotta,
breaking up.
And you got to reach a level where you think to yourself, I can commit to this girl. And that's never going to happen with the Texans.
You think the Texans are breaking up with J.J. Watt for the side piece?
No. No chance.
There's no other shows that are like this, that are main chicken and side chicken.
Jadeveon Clowney's the Texan side chicken
for
one more year.
And you know why? Because this is so accurate. What Dell said is unbelievably accurate.
It is.
It's so awesome, dude. When the side piece sends you a nude, mm-hmm. you're like, yo, this is awesome. And then you have to talk to her, you're like, God, she's kind of a pain in the ass. What? I don't want to start family with her.
Yeah, Jadeveon's rushing from the middle, and he's, as Lance said, he's a run game wrecker. That's a nude pick. But then you know what happens?
Yeah.
When he's not playing, he commits a penalty that keeps the drive alive, you lose the game.
Yeah.
That's a side chick calling you at home.
Side chick
told her not to call you at home.
Why are you calling me? While you're sitting on the couch with your wife.
Yeah. What?
What are you doing?
Don't text or call me when I'm with the wife.
God. And then like you talk yourself into it, right? You go, yeah, but you know, sacks aren't everything. No. The numbers don't. No, sacks aren't everything.
Sacks is everything.
Sacks aren't everything. Look, JJ has numbers. He has numbers. But no. Clowney's a different player, man. Side is different. It's a different deal. And then you go, actually, it's not. Actually, I would like you to produce a little bit. If I'm going to spend all this on you, you better do some freaky things.
More sex. Sacks. More sacks.
You better do some freaky things.
We need some more sacks here.
I want that side piece to be good at sacks.
Yeah.
Sacks, yeah.
Okay.
They good at sacks.
I'm not here to talk to you and run game. Okay.
No.
I need some QB pressures every once in a while.
Yeah.
And how about you stay on side? Or you know, or when I tell you to be someplace, you be there.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. You're not supposed to confront my wife someplace.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for that.
But don't call after 6 o'clock.
What are you doing?
I know you're hanging up when the wife picks up. I know that's you, and I got to lie about it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Hi, Texans organization. Click.
Jadeveon, I know that was you.
JD, what are you doing?
We know that was you.
Now, Tyrann Mathieu, though, I'd leave everybody.
I'd risk it all. Bill O'Brien would risk it all.
I'm holding hands with you in public.
He's the new girl. He's only been around a little while.
But it sounds like
he's enthusiastic.
Sounds like Bill O'Brien put Tyrann Mathieu on a pedestal. And you're never supposed to put it on a pedestal.
Well, Tyrann Mathieu. You know what? Tyrann Mathieu is a tryhard. Okay? And we like tryhard.
Mm-hmm. He does stuff?
He does stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He does stuff that JD ain't doing no more.
No. I don't think he ever did.
Ever did. All right, 918 ESPN 97.
Hey, guys, congratulations on the most disrespectful segment of all time towards a guy who's going to get a max dollar deal, basically. Congrats. Let me tell you another.
You can hear about this on NFL.com with Lance Erline.
Absolutely not. Well, guys, my sources tell me Jadeveon Clowney's about to be treated like a side chick who wants main chick money. I'll see how that goes. I'll tell you.
Imagine Lance the house? In his whole in that setup in his office at home, right, where he's talking to, I don't know, whoever the host is of the show. Well, guys, I've heard from sources close to me that Javon Clowney will be making side chick money this year. What?
What? He ain't getting the house like JJ
the
got.
The Texans won't commit to him long term. No. They have a problem with him calling at home when the wife's home. More on this later.
Look, this is, you're looking at it wrong. This is an engagement ring. Okay, this isn't a Robbins Brothers spot, but this is basically an engagement ring. They're willing to give an engagement ring, but this isn't a marriage. They're showing them, hey, this is a ring.
Well, I haven't committed
excited
to
excited and happy, but this is not a commitment.
You can always get out of that. You can always get out of the engagement.
Yes. You don't think that's what Robert Kraft was thinking? He never married his girlfriend, been with her over a decade?
Not a mainstream thing.
That's why he had to go to...
And you know, if she gets upset, go ahead and leave. We ain't married.
Beat it.
You know who could never work for the NFL? John Granato.
Guess what?
Ever.
Yeah. Guess who never wants to?
So the door is open for me, right, Lance?
No.
You're
out. Did you guys see that the soundbite? It was live. It happened before I went on the air with the bulging disc.
Yeah.
With Andrew Siciliano. Yeah. And I can't remember who it was.
How many people have messed that? That's two.
It happened on ESPN that one
right.
time.
And then when they couldn't stop laughing?
I'm watching it live, and I'm like, oh, I'm on set waiting to go on. And like, oh. And Bucky Brooks looks at me and goes, what?
You want to play it? Yeah, you want to play Bulging Disc?